From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. A group that presses single women, millennials, and people of color to register to vote is apologizing for sending 95,000 mailings listing the wrong Missouri registration deadline. Casting itself as nonpartisan, the Washington-based Voter Participation Center says the registration forms this month listed Missouri's voter registration cutoff for the November 8 election as October 17th. It's actually October 12th, and the center says it has sent out new postcards reflecting that. The center calls the matter, quote, inadvertent, says it regrets the error, and has apologized in writing to Secretary of State Jason Kander. The Boone County Clerk, Wendy Noren, has told media outlets the question mailings could lead some voters who are already registered to believe they're not, discouraging them from going to the polls in November. A Missouri judge has thrown out a state ethics case against a man who describes himself as a, quote, citizen lobbyist because the complaint was filed by a group instead of a natural person. Last September, the Missouri Ethics Commission fined Ron Calzone $1,000 and ordered him to stop trying to influence potential state legislation until he registers and files expenditure reports. Calzone, a director of Missouri First, says his organization is a think tank that promotes limited government. He says his group has neither designated him as its lobbyist nor pays him for testifying at legislative hearings. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beatum ruled last week that the complaint was improperly filed and that the Ethics Commission is prohibited from taking any further action on it. Republican legislators overrode a veto last week that cleared the way for a photo ID requirement. Voters must approve Amendment 6 in November for the law to take effect. Republican Senator Will Krause, who championed the legislation, says he is confident Missourians will approve the measure. Krause also says he thinks those working against the amendment are fighting an uphill battle.
If this would have happened 2 years ago in a non-presidential, I think the turnout would have been lower and they would have been able to motivate their base to get out to vote, those that are against it.
Laura Swinford, who is executive director for Progress Missouri and part of the Missouri Right to Vote campaign, says the voter ID requirement disproportionately affects communities of color and low-income communities. Several members of the St. Louis area clergy are questioning why it took 4 years for murder charges to be filed against a former city police officer who fatally shot a suspect. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that representatives of the NAACP, the ACLU, and two Baptist organizations demanded more accountability on Monday. Drug suspect Anthony Lamar Smith was killed by then-officer Jason Stockley in December 2011. Stockley was charged earlier this year with first-degree murder. Stockley told investigators he fired after Smith reached for a gun. Smith supporters say the gun was planted. A video posted by the Post-Dispatch this month included footage from inside the police SUV as Stockley and his partner chased Smith's car. Court documents say Stockley is heard threatening to kill Smith. Police Chief Sam Dotson says the department is responding to concerns by instituting a body camera program, using some in-car cameras, and forming a unit to investigate shootings by police. The Medical Tourism Task Force had its first meeting yesterday to discuss how to make Columbia one of the nation's top medical destinations. Made up of managers and doctors in the city's medical and hospitality industries, the task force hopes to improve transportation, short-term housing, and healthcare jobs in the community. The group discussed how they would like to integrate their services. The more connected the hotels are with the hospitals, the happier customers will be with their overall experience. Guy Collier, chairman of the task force, says that making services accessible and user-friendly will be the key to the group's success.
We need to make sure that it's a user-friendly process so that when they come, they've got places to stay, they are able to get from medical appointment to hotel to home.
The task force plans on meeting again within the next month. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.